Close your eyes.
No.
Close your eyes.
I
get
don't.
Get this on camera so everyone can
trust
see.
Close
you
your as
eyes.
Far as I can throw you. Oh, God. That went in my nostril.
I know. That's the point. It's called picking your nose.
Oh, meh. God. Get it away from me.
Let's do it.
You pest.
I know. I'm being a brat.
You're like a 12-year-old trapped in a man's body.
There. I'll be right there. I'm an old man trapped in a child's body. Hey, spooky friends. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yes. Welcome back. We've got a spooky topic today.
Celebrity ghosts.
Celebrity ghosts. So basically what had happened was we were just chatting while we were coming up with a couple of concepts. And I was saying that I was pissed off, and I'm not going to name the TikToker, but I was pissed off to see a TikToker allegedly spirit boxing Betty White a week after her death.
Too soon.
Don't do that.
No.
I don't talk to celebrities on purpose.
I don't think they won't talk to you.
Well, why would they talk to me, of all people?
Because
unless
you're
they
not as important as a celebrity.
Well, maybe Meatloaf will talk to me because of that one time that I told him I loved him and he hugged me.
Well, we can try to communicate with Meatloaf
no,
one
I'm
day.
No, I'm not doing it.
Down the road.
Not doing it. Yeah. But yeah, so, like, it's kind of fun entertainment-wise, but at the same time, it's like, dude.
Well, it crosses a line, and it doesn't allow the family and friends of the deceased to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It essentially is just, I think it's cheap
yeah.
entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get Elvis on the line. Elvis, are you here?
No. Hook up, burn, and love.
I'm just kidding.
No,
But there are lots of people out there that do claim they see the presence of celebrities who have passed who are not looking to find the celebrity. And that's a lot different than trying to look for them and communicating with them and then, you know, coming through at a time like you're at a hotel and there's Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and we lost Bob Saget suddenly.
Yeah,
like,
we
please
did.
Don't start
and Meatloaf and all kinds of people.
Yeah. Betty hurt the most.
Yeah,
me.
Sure. No, it's true.
And you're wearing a Houdini shirt, who is a famous...
Well, Houdini, you know, not too far from the Roosevelt Hotel where Marilyn Monroe haunts,
yeah,
is the Knickerbocker Hotel off Hollywood Boulevard. And, they used to hold a Houdini seance there after his death for a decade.
But he wanted that to be clear.
He wanted it to show that he isn't going to come through. So I have to question that and go, was he there just kind of laughing at them? Or,
he was,
you know?
I betcha.
Yeah. But his wife, Bess, held the seance and there was never a communication. So yeah. Therefore, you know, there was this... there was one medium who claimed that he was talking to Houdini's mother who passed when Houdini was alive and gave him all sorts of information. And Houdini said, that's what she said? And he said, yeah, to the word. And she said, funny that, because she spoke Yiddish. She never spoke English. So.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Fraud.
So, yeah, Houdini was very big because of the spiritualism movement. He was very big on cutting out the frauds. But
did you know that in Toronto, at Massey Hall, he couldn't figure out how Anna Ava Faye was creating the spirit messages?
Interesting.
She's one of the only people that could stump Houdini.
Well, look at it this way. You stumped Penn and Teller.
Yeah. I'm not going to go down that
road of comparing
the same sort of thing. But
no, they're not the same. But at the same time, these spiritualists were performers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And for a different reason, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Anna Faye Baker, I don't...
Anna Ava Faye.
I always say
Anna
the wrong
Faye
one.
Baker.
Anna Faye Baker is the one with the haunted wedding dress.
That's right.
That's where my brain goes.
That's right.
And
Tammy Faye Baker is the one with the haunted eyes, the blood.
Ah! Yeah, evangelical. No, she stumps me with the spiritualism, like how those things happened. There must have been a connection for her. There must have been something.
Maybe. I wasn't there to see it. I'd like to be there to see it before I have an opinion on what she would do.
We can't now.
Well, no. But I could read first-hand accounts, and I could see that 99% of the stuff she did, Houdini figured out. Just because he didn't figure out 1% of the things she did doesn't mean that automatically she has some powers. It just means that...
He couldn't figure it out. Yeah. I couldn't figure out half the stuff Houdini did, like...
Yeah, he did all sorts of stuff.
He must have been really good with his hands.
Why do you always go there?
No reason.
But...
Ladies.
The Roosevelt Hotel...
Yeah.
So the Roosevelt is right at Orange and Hollywood Boulevard. It's kitty corner to the Grauman's Chinese Theater. I actually stay on at a property that's about 400 feet from the front of the hotel. I've passed that hotel, been in that hotel. I've actually stayed at that hotel once. I use their swimming pool all the time, even though I'm not registered at the hotel. I just show up and use their pool.
Humble brag.
That's okay.
Did you see her or feel her?
No, but I went and I saw where the mirror was that she apparently haunts. And yeah. They let me in to see. And they told me some stories about people who claim that at night they were walking around and would catch a ghostly apparition who resembled Marilyn Monroe.
So apparently it's room 1200
at the Roosevelt. That's right. It's on the 12th floor. Yeah.
And the Hippodrome at the Monica Pier. And then her home in on Brentwood.
Well, that's not too far from the hotel. That's about 2 miles away or something.
Funny
like that.
Enough, they also say that her ghost dog, her poodle Maff, is always crying. Ghost poodle looking for mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all around. Like, they say you can watch the mirrors of the carousel. You might catch a glimpse of her sitting on her favorite bench.
Where is this? At the fair?
At the Hippodrome.
Oh, at the Hippodrome. Yeah.
Maybe you should go there next time you're there.
Is it in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of the Hippodrome.
Santa Monica Pier.
It's in Santa Monica Pier. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Something's going on with the video. All right, so where
cute,
were we?
Cute wig. So we were talking about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
So next time you're there, go to the carousel, see if you can see her.
I think I can. I want to go down to Santa Monica. There's actually a playhouse down there we're booked to perform at once things are kind of opened up.
The last place that she has been seen, other than like her house, but is the Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial Park.
Which is where I have my plot to be buried.
Did you already, like, you
yeah,
already
Yeah, I got a plot ready to go there. I may just get interned okay, so what the plan was to bury me in a cardboard box, but now I don't know if I want to do that. I might just get cremated and sprinkled everywhere. Some at Pierce Brothers, because that's where Dean Martin is. Some at the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
Some at Yorkdale Mall.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Yorkdale Mall.
I'm just kidding. I'm not getting it done at the Magic Castle.
Of all the malls to be buried at in Toronto?
No, I would never. That would be the scariest mall. That would be a haunted Yorkdale Mall. That place already, if you don't know, was a shithole. Now it's like the bougie of the bougie.
Still feels like a shithole to me. I don't like Yorkdale. The food there is subpar. If you want a good, gritty taste.
Sure.
Dufferin.
Dufferin Mall,
the
baby.
The
Dirty Dufferin Mall. It's literally right there.
I know.
Right
love
behind
the
my house.
I
if
love
you
the
throw
Duff.
A baseball with a lot of power, you'll probably hit the back door.
Yeah, I love the Duff.
So, yeah, Marilyn Monroe. And then right down the road is the Roosevelt. But there's all sorts of different celebrity hauntings that people report.
Well, on my list is Lucille Ball. So,
where does she haunt?
So her Beverly Hills mansion that she lived in mysteriously had broken windows, voices from the attic, furniture moving around.
Lucy! Quit moving the furniture!
And allegedly the Heart building on Paramount Studios' backlot where she filmed I Love Lucy.
Yep.
Ricky! And then also she was buried in New York. At Jamestown Cemetery, where she's allegedly been seen there.
I did know that. And there's a statue over there.
Is she from New York originally?
She's from New York State, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. She was wonderful.
She was a firecracker. She was one of the funniest and the best comedians of her day and into today.
Yeah.
Who else is on your list there? Who's that?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, she haunts a casino, doesn't she?
Yep. So the Seminole? I don't know how to pronounce that. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in
That's
Hollywood,
right.
Florida.
Mm.
She died only in 2007. Wow.
I believe that.
People have seen her in the hotel lobby. Like, imagine you're there and, like, you just kind of turn around. There's Anna.
Are you sure it's not just a bad Marilyn impersonator?
I mean, it is Florida. They all kind of look like
they
her kinda in
do.
Florida.
I saw Anna Nicole. She was in the casino and she told me to bet it all on green.
She was actually a huge Marilyn Monroe fan.
Really?
Huge. And she kind of died around the same time.
Wow.
Age-wise. But she had a child first.
Yeah.
Or she had two children. Sorry. She had two.
And then one of them died, didn't they?
Her son died and then she died.
That's tragic.
They were buried together.
Oh, that's right. It happened.
Mm-hmm. One after another.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So sad.
Yeah.
Changing gears.
Okay.
Going from Anna Nicole, who married a very old man, to he himself, a very old man, Walt Disney.
Does he haunt somewhere? Does he haunt Disneyland?
So there are several ghosts believed to haunt Disneyland, but Walt is one of those ghosts. There is allegedly photographic evidence around the internet, and I'm going to try and find that and post it.
All right, we need to see this
evidence. Photographic evidence. I did see a video allegedly of Walt doing a walk that he used to do, and what it is it's this ghost that passes through a fence and keeps walking.
And the fence probably wasn't there at the time.
But, well, it was. But, devil's advocate, it could have just been an old security camera that has been re-recorded over so many times.
So that's... there's footage that sort of overlapped.
Maybe. But, like, it looks too ghostly. Like, it could be a double exposure kind of thing, but it's... Yeah.
I'm going to see it.
So, Walt died in 1966. He loved trains.
That's right.
And one former cast member, Darryl Wagner.
That's a good name.
Wagner. Said that of the Disney Railroad that circles the park, the Train Command Center has a board that shows where the trains are on the track.
Sure.
Late at night, in the far corner, a train would show on the board, and even a whistle would blow, even though there was no train there.
Oh, that's amazing.
So spooky.
No, I want to ride that train.
So people would say, that's Walt's
train. I'm going off the rails on a Disney train.
People would say that they would smell cigarette smoke in Walt's office long after he
passed. Back then, everyone smoked.
No, but nobody knew that Walt was a secret smoker.
Yep, that's right.
And only this security guard knew, and he smelled fresh smoke coming from this office from time to time, and then he knew it was Walt sneaking his last smoke. And then he's been spotted all around Fantasyland at the Haunted Mansion and in his old apartment above the fire station.
He never got to see the completion of the mansion. He fantasized about it. He wanted it built. It started to get built, and then he died.
Emotional attachment to it.
I know, totally. Yeah. Right. I've ridden that ride a couple times. It's great.
I've never been there. So.
Oh, I was there when I was a young boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Privileged. We touched on Harry Houdini. So yeah. He died actually on Halloween.
That's right. And I was born on Halloween.
Yeah, in 1926.
Ooh, 1974.
He planned to come back after his death. And he promised his wife, Bess, that he would contact her in the afterlife. Mm. After he died, she organized a seance in their Laurel Canyon, in their house in Laurel Canyon, for the next 10 years before finally giving up. 10 years of seances.
Oh, but they did that at the Knickerbocker. They got that wrong.
Well, maybe they also did it in the house. You never know.
They did it on Halloween night at the Knickerbocker.
But once she left, the house got weird, and it was eventually burnt down in a brush fire.
It was
restored, and the Houdini estate is now rented out for private events.
That's right, and I know where it is.
Where many have claimed that they caught a glimpse of Houdini wandering the grounds in the restored
David
home.
Blaine lived there for a while, from what I understand.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So Houdini is hanging about his estate. He had like a really weird death, right? Like, was he shot?
He got punched in Montreal.
Right.
In the abdomen.
Yeah.
It caused an infection.
Yeah.
He never got...
His appendix burst.
No, the injury caused an infection.
Oh.
He never got any treatment. And then when it got too bad, he went into the hospital and it was too late.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And there's a whole myth surrounding his death because Mackenzie King, who was the Prime Minister of Canada at the time, was a spiritualist. And he believed that he could communicate with his mom and would ask his mom advice for Parliament. And so there was a rumor that Mackenzie King put a McGill student up to the task of hurting Houdini. And I don't know how much weight this has, but he was at a party or at an event, and a student walked up to him and said, "Hey, I can punch you in the stomach," and went bam, because Houdini had this thing that he would do, and he would brace himself, but he didn't brace himself, so the injury caused a domino effect.
Wow. Well, and they say that the Parliament buildings are now haunted by not only Mackenzie King, William Lyon Mackenzie King, but his mother. And his grave, I actually walk by all the time.
It's at the funeral...
Mount Pleasant Cemetery.
No, isn't it over at Necropolis?
No, that's everyone else's there. William Lyon Mackenzie King is at Mount Pleasant Cemetery, and Odin has tried to pee on his grave twice. My dog has tried to pee on his grave, so I think Odin's trying to tell me something.
Don't piss on my grave.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, that's how you get haunted.
Starring Mackenzie King.
I was on a date there once, and I proudly showed the guy.
Lastman, the old mayor of Toronto.
Is he still alive?
No, he just died.
Oh, wow.
Do you know who went to his funeral? Who? Nobody!
Oh my God.
Because it was a COVID funeral.
I literally just heard that song in my head. Nobody.
If nobody knows what that's referring to, our old mayor had a furniture shop and his catchphrase was that nobody's better than Bad Boy Furniture.
No, nobody could price
better prices. Like, yeah.
Shameless plug. Please feel free to sponsor us.
I don't even know if they still exist.
They still do because I was looking at couches the other day.
And you went to Nobody? You went
to Bad
Boy?
I just Googled couches and that came up.
What could they possibly still have? I mean, I'm sure they just carry like the brick or something.
Yeah, they carry it looks like the brick. But yeah, I was looking for a brown leather
couch. You know that there's a section of the Bad Boy Furniture that's specific to Mel Lastman now. They only sell sheets. So
the next one we can talk about
is Al Capone.
He's one of my favorites. So Alcatraz Penitentiary, which is now you can actually tour there. It's very haunted.
Haunted as you can imagine.
Extremely. He was there for 4.5 years and apparently he liked it so much that he went back after his death in 1947.
That's right. Well, they gave him a lot of privileges at Alcatraz. He was allowed to play instruments. He had his own cell rigged with all sorts of different special amenities. Yeah, he had a guitar. He was only allowed to play it a few hours a day, though, from what I understand, but still, it's understandable. But he was allowed extra bonuses. He was given all sorts of stuff because of his power as a monster.
What do you think he played song-wise?
I don't remember, but I do know. It was stuff like American Songbook and Reels and things like that. You know, he learned the mandolin. It wasn't a guitar, it was a mandolin. And so he learned how to do like stuff like traditional American, maybe a little bit of Baptist music in there somewhere. But I did look it up once and that's what he kind of learned, whatever that would be called.
Songbook. It says that, so he used to play his songs for, and banjo music. He liked the banjo.
Right. Oh, it was a banjo, not a mandolin.
Yeah,
sorry,
banjo. Okay, so it was banjo music that he
banjo had. Music,
okay,
yeah.
So like. That's kind of fun.
But he rigged it so it would fire a bullet at the end and kill
it?
You. No, no.
That would have been really cool.
That would have been a
Al Capone's ghost, if you can.
Please rig your banjo to kill the guard. Okay, go on.
So then he was also at the Congress Plaza Hotel in Chicago, Illinois, which was the headquarters of his organization.
Well, that's just it. That was his crime syndicate was based out of Chicago.
Chicago, Chi-Town, see?
Do you think
they had deep dish pizza back then? And would he have been a fan? He looked like he ate pasta.
Yeah. No, he ate pasta.
He's a pasta lover.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure.
He's great teeth, too.
You what?
He had great teeth.
Did he? For its time, yeah.
Yeah, well, and he has really nice lips.
Yeah, well, you want to fuck Al Capone, don't you?
Well, he's dead now, so no. But
no.
Maybe if he was alive, I would give Daddy Capone a little attention. Wow.
You're horny.
I wish my parents don't listen to this.
I hope they do, and then they discipline you. But imagine, then you might like that.
Imagine my grandma, she's in the hospital, and imagine...
Oh my God, she read that?
Imagine she's listening.
She heard that?
Grams, I'm so sorry.
No, your granddaughter is a whore.
Excuse me, I'm just flirting with Al Capone's ghost. I'm not doing anything untoward. Al Capone could get it. That's all I'm saying.
You better be careful. You might have to end up having an abortion.
Oh my God.
That's from Kenny and Spenny. That was the episode I was on, the haunted house episode.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're on Kenny and Spenny. I kind of forget sometimes that you're famous.
I forget I'm famous too, and then I go through security in Nashville.
Yeah.
And both the first round of guard that takes your passport is like, oh, I watch you on TV all the time. And then we go through the scanner, and then the other guy's like, hey, you guys are the sentimentalists. So we're like, we are. And he goes, I saw you guys live at the Rio in Vegas. And I went, oh, cool. And then we did a trick for them, and everyone gathered around. Yeah. And
we'll be walking out in public, you and me. We'll be out in public. Yeah. And all of a sudden, some people will be like, oh my God, it's you, the sentimentalist. And I'll be like, what?
Yeah, you forget. I forget these things too. I forget them because we're so inside nowadays. I'm not out, and it's freezing cold. Why am I going to walk around? So I forget. But I went out the other day, and I had someone on the bus, on the train, come up to me and go, hey, why are you on the train? And I went, because I'm going to visit somebody. What? And they were like, why don't you get a car or drive? And I'm like, I was like really confused. And I was like, huh? And they're like, well, you're Mysterion, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, why are you on a train with regular people? I'm like, well, I'm a regular person too.
Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, I wouldn't say regular.
No, sometimes they do demand my brown M&Ms be removed from bowls and have to travel.
Do you know why they did that, though?
Yes, I do. So they pay attention to the details of
Because there was a stage collapse. Yeah. What was it, the Rolling Stones?
Van Halen.
That's it. There was a stage collapse before, and they just wanted to make sure that they were reading the roster and they were reading the
safety
guidelines.
I've gone off sugar, and I am going up the wall, dying.
You're fidgety.
I'm fucking absolutely going bananas for sugar, and it's M&Ms I want.
I saw someone online tell you to eat fruit, and you were like, I'm not doing that. No. I'm not going to eat the fruit.
That was my old friend from high school, Stuart, who said that.
I'm tired of giving things up.
Oh, I'm so driving me when asked. Well, I might have onset diabetes, so I want to cancel that out before it even starts.
Do you know, walking a lot is good for it.
Well, that's what the doctor told me. It was because COVID, a lot of diabetes cases have spiked because people have been inside and not exercising. So as you know, we just went outside and there's a gym in my back garage.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Is that yours?
I can use it. It's the tenant downstairs. So I'm going to go out every day for an hour.
Got Rocky in VHS.
Oh, I know. You can put it all on and make myself a nice and maybe you'll fall in love with me. You'll be like,
me?
Yeah, you'll be like, I never noticed how hot you were. I'll grow a beard and you'll be like,
I can't fight Liz.
I'm so sorry. I'm just so oh wait, that's Chris. Never mind.
Yeah, no, you'd have to grow a beard and you'd have to be able to bench press me.
I don't have a beard ability.
Bench press me and grow a beard.
I have Moroccan man hair, which is just like I look like a little weird kid going through puberty and not being able to grow a mustache. I actually did a mustache growing contest once at a restaurant with another cook, and by the end of the month we were ridiculous looking, and I had a John Waters, and that's just all I could get.
Oh, John Waters, that pencil mustache.
You know, we met him. He introduced us in
Vegas.
Seems
nice.
Very nice guy. We asked him to think of a celebrity, and guess who we picked?
Elvis.
No, Nero, the Roman emperor.
That's the John Waters answer.
Yeah,
though.
I have it written down on the paper. I kept it. He signed it to us.
Did you guess it?
Yeah, Steffi guessed it.
Okay.
But I thought that was an interesting answer.
That's a different one.
Rome was not built in a day. No, didn't Nero just watch Rome burn?
He was sort of the reason why it burned down. Yeah,
I think that's it didn't physically burn.
Semantics.
It didn't physically burn. Isn't that
metaphor? No, it's a metaphor. But it did physically burn in some ways. But
yeah, sure. He just watched Rome collapse and do nothing about it.
I mean,
he was the Doug Ford of the Roman Empire.
You know, as an empress myself with my with my online cult, it is actually extremely difficult to run an online empire. It really is.
I could run this city. I could run this country with an iron fist.
Yeah, I guess I could put up with that.
Yeah.
But you'd make it weird. You would make it weird.
No, I'd make it
you'd
awesome.
You'd find a way.
I'd make it awesome.
All
right, anyway.
Okay, so speaking of tricks that you do, we've got Elvis written behind us, and
yeah,
I know
that's
that
his autograph.
This is from you.
Oh no, his autograph's in the other room. That's from Penn and Teller's Fool.
That's from Penn and Teller's because I watched it. It's available on YouTube. I watched it, and you wrote down Elvis. So Elvis Presley, he performed regularly in Las Vegas from 1969 to 1976, and his death happened in 1977.
Yeah, I remember it.
Legend has it he's still around backstage from his former performance space.
Wow.
And he's been seen at Graceland, where he lived, the upstairs, and actually the family doesn't allow anyone up there. You can go to Graceland, but you can't go upstairs, only in special locations.
I wonder why.
Because it was his private quarters, and I think he died there. On the toilet.
I wonder if he's still alive. And he's like a 95-year-old man now. Oh, I'm going to have a movement, mama.
Oh, boy.
You know, what I find fascinating more so about Elvis, I mean, there's lots of things that are fascinating about Elvis, but one of the things that I find amazing is, I mean, he was born a twin and his brother passed away as a baby. And they literally buried him in a shoebox in the middle of nowhere. And he got a rough guess of where the baby was born, and he spent years and all kinds of money to research where this baby was born so he could dig it up and give it a proper burial.
Aww.
So somewhere out there there's a baby Elvis skeleton in the ground for takes.
Oh, he never found it.
Never found it. It's for takesies.
Baby Aaron, let's go get it.
I want to get it and articulate it, like make it one of those, you know, those stupid singing fish or something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make it like you push it. It's like, oh, my bones are shaking and my knees are weak. And then the arm and leg breaks off sort of thing. And
I'm sorry to Elvis's existing family, Priscilla. And
I love you.
And the rest. Speaking of mothers, by the way.
Yeah.
Mummy Dearest.
Oh,
Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford's bed.
No, but her haunting is even crazier.
I know. So where her bed was in her old home, the wall burns.
Yeah, so literally, the fire department has come on several occasions to this home. Where is it again? It's Brentwood.
Brentwood, yeah.
Yeah, right near Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. And so one time, the Beverly Hills Fire Department spent 4 days attempting to resolve why these spontaneous fires were happening behind her bed. So it wasn't electrical, and they couldn't figure out why. Every single family that have lived in her former home have had horrible things happen to them. Illnesses, alcoholism, addictions, relationship problems. And now, with the current owner, the walls continue to break out in flames. Their insurance must be through the roof to live here. And then her daughter said, it would not surprise me in the least if the haunting spirit in the house was my mother.
Right.
She was capable of real evil. She wrote the book Mommy Dearest in 1989 about her mother.
Yeah.
And after Joan died, things in the house got really, really weird. But yeah, that's crazy. So spontaneous fires in Joan Crawford's former house. And, you know, we have a story coming up about a young girl whose family had a haunting like this. So I think that familiar haunting, and I think women are pretty vicious in haunting sometimes. I think men can be too. Men might be more dangerous, but women are vicious. And this this firewall thing.
Right.
It's insane. So I wonder if that's still happening, but apparently it's pretty recent that it's happened.
I want to go check this house out because I'm going to be in Hollywood not too long from now.
Oh, you're just Googling where it is?
Yeah. No, I found where it is. I know where it is. It's not too far.
But the fact that it affects the people that live there now to this day is pretty crazy. Like there is such a thing as a residual haunting that can affect your emotions and your personality, that can change you a little bit. You know, there's people that live in famous celebrity homes that sort of have incidents in these homes. But yeah, I think the Joan Crawford one is incredible.
Yeah.
There's probably more celebrity hauntings out there.
Those were Rudolph just the Valentino's ones. Home was haunted.
Who?
Rudolph Valentino.
Oh, right.
The first heartthrob of silent film. And he haunts his house to this day. People see his apparition. And the other thing that's pretty interesting about him is that... there was a mysterious visitor to his grave every year would place flowers and no one knows who she is.
She placed red roses, right?
That's right.
Yeah, interesting. For is Rudolph she still doing Valentino? It?
Well, no. She died in like forever ago, like in the teens maybe even.
Oh, so she'd probably be like, well, I'm here now.
Now she's a ghost and...
We'll never know.
Well, now someone goes and places flowers on her grave and Rudolph Valentino's. Can you imagine? That would be wild.
So he must have like... Or someone must have paid for that to continue. Or maybe
it's... No, I don't think it's really continuing. But I think that whoever this mysterious woman was in love and mourned his death for her whole life.
Wow.
Rudolph
Valentino. Do you think she knew him?
Maybe. Hmm. Would you leave flowers on my grave? Would you dance on my grave at least?
I mean...
I've danced on the plot that I'm going to be buried. I've danced on my own grave, which is kind of cool.
My grandma and I...
But I may not go there now.
My grandma and I stood by our plots and we had our shadows on where our bodies will be. We thought that... And I took a picture and I think it's really fun. Oh,
that's a good screensaver.
Yeah, me and Graham's laying at our graves. We don't have the headstones up yet.
No, we usually don't have to.
Yeah, we were figuring like we're probably going to pick that out. I kind of want a black headstone. I've thought about it.
Oh, those are tacky. The shiny ones? Nah.
I don't know. It just
suits me. I want a bronzed statue.
Of yourself?
No, of Don Knotts.
Well,
of course of myself.
Well, okay. Don Knotts. No, I want... Yeah! I want one that says...
Chrissy!
I want one that says Catherine and like, oh, my name's Catherine, blank, blank, you know, Armstrong. You know, the year that I was born to my death day, and then at the bottom, it would say, she would have loved it here.
That's nice.
Yeah, because I like graveyards.
I'm going to have my grave next to yours, and it's going to say, I'm with stupid, and I'm going to be pointing at you.
I'd love that, actually. That's really funny. That'd be amazing. That would be, like, the ultimate prank, because it's permanent.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah. I should do that to my grandma. No, I would never. She'd beat the shit out of me. She'd come back.
I'm with stupid. Yeah. I told her she was sick.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so, I mean, there's a ton of celebrity, and we could talk about the celebrities who believe in ghosts another time, but this one was just about some really top
celebrities. I can actually tell you a story from a celebrity that talked to me about a celebrity ghost encounter that he had.
Oh, shoot.
And unfortunately, this celebrity is no longer with us. So I had had the pleasure of accompanying the legendary wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper to some press appearances, and we hung out for the morning and afternoon one day.
Yeah.
It's about a decade
ago. My papa's a huge fan of him, by the way.
I love Rowdy Roddy. And we got on the subject of ghosts, and he told me that he had come home and either his son or his daughter had said that they had heard or seen something in the house, a figure. And when he went into the house to the room where they had claimed the figure was, one of the piece of kindling from the fireplace had landed on the rug, and the rug was on fire. So he put the rug out, and then he either turned around and saw the apparition of this wrestler who had passed away, or later in the day, or he had a dream. I don't remember it exactly. Yeah. But somehow the ghost of another wrestler named Adrian Adonis, who was a long friend of his who they feuded in the WWE for a while, had appeared to warn the kids to tell dad that there was a fire. And that he swore to it.
He needs to go to Joan Crawford's house.
He swore to me up and down. I said to him, "Are you serious?" He went, "I'm telling you. It was as real as you standing in front of me." And I wish I'd have recorded that. We were just chatting.
Crazy.
And I went, "No way. No way."
Wow.
And that was it.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
Celebrities, they are just like us. They also have ghosts and see them.
Yeah. They also wipe their bum.
Well.
Except the queen.
Oh.
She has a royal bum wiper.
I thought she might have a shell or something.
Imagine a shell. Like in Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Oh, a scooping shell?
Yeah.
That's where your mind went.
Yeah.
No, I went to Demolition Man.
She probably has a bidet, honestly. I might get one. I know. That's how I want to spend my Saturdays.
Just sitting on a bidet?
Yeah.
You're dirty. I know you'd just find ways to make that bidet into something it shouldn't be.
You know, sad of you to assume that that's who I am.
It's sad of me to assume. It's a fact. All you do is talk about guys.
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Mothman.
Mothman.
The Sasquatch.
Don Knotts, you name it.
I didn't talk about Don Knotts.
Oh, Janet.
Oh, boy.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Hey Spooky Friends.
The
podcast. If you have any personal ghost, we'll start that over again. Well, that wraps up another episode of Hey Spooky Friends, the podcast. And if you have any stories that you want to share with us, by all means, leave us a comment. Give us an email. You can email Catherine at Catherine the Great on TikTok, Instagram. We're easy to find, and we'll get your story on the podcast. Be sure to share. Let your friends know about what it is we do, because we love sharing our stories.
Yeah.
And the more people we have, the more scary it gets.
That's true. Mostly with you around, but
that's true.
Anyways, we will see you go. Oh, I will bite you, sir. I will. Okay, I'm gonna go and bite him.
You're not.
We will see you guys in the next one, and in our favorite place, the future.
And remember to stay spooky. Get out of here.